Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll examine, on its 40th anniversary, we reassess 1986 Space Camp from Ars Technica. Alongside, they call it stupid hot for a reason. Heat muddles animal brains, also from Ars Technica. These articles present distinct yet interconnected themes, one rooted in nostalgia and cultural context, while the other explores the far-reaching implications of climate change and animal cognition. First up is, on its 40th anniversary, we reassess 1986's Space Camp, published on May 31st. The article takes us back to the summer of 1986, a dramatic moment in history for both space exploration and film. Space Camp, a movie designed to capture the spirit and excitement of the space age, was released against a backdrop of national tragedy, the Challenger disaster. More than a piece of entertainment, this film emerged at a crossroads of hope and disappointment in space exploration. When we think about the origins of Space Camp, it's fascinating to consider how the film aimed to inspire children. The visual allure of astronauts bravely venturing into space, paired with youthful aspiration, created a compelling narrative. However, this vibrant tapestry was suddenly tinged with tragedy and doubt. Imagine the turmoil at 20th Century Fox when they learned of the Challenger disaster just before their film's release. They had just wrapped filming and were sitting on a project brimming with hope and imagination. But now, they faced a gut-wrenching decision. Release a hopeful story of youngsters dreaming of space missions, or heed the somber mood of a grieving nation. This decision highlights a critical dynamic within the industry, one where Hollywood must tread a fine line between artistic integrity and public sentiment. The inherent tension between these two forces often leads to profound dilemmas, as filmmakers and studios further balance financial prospects with social responsibility. Ultimately, Space Camp was released, yet the timing seemed almost cruelly ironic. The film struggled, raking in only about $9.6 million against a massive $25 million budget. Audiences were still mourning the Challenger astronauts' demise, leaving little appetite for lighthearted tales of youth and exploration. Looking back, it's intriguing to consider how societal mood affects film reception. While Space Camp garnered derision over the years for being overly sentimental or cheesy, those who were children during that era might view the film through a lens of nostalgia, recalling a time when dreams felt more attainable. This duality brings forth a fascinating discussion about our perceptions of cinema and how cultural context can influence our enjoyment and understanding. The article also poses significant questions about nostalgia and how we preserve memories of our past. As we revisit Space Camp 40 years later, it evokes not just a film assessment, but also a reflection on lost dreams, dreams of exploration and inspiration that have often been clouded by harsh realities. In hindsight, the film can be viewed as a metaphor for humankind's aspirations in space, a celebration of what could have been, juxtaposed with the inherent risks and dangers of exploration. Now let's pivot to our next topic. They call it stupid hot for a reason. Heat Muddles Animal Brains, also published on May 31st. This intriguing piece investigates the profound effects that escalating temperatures have on animal cognition. The case study of the southern pied babblers in South Africa serves to exemplify these effects and underscores the broader implications of climate change on wildlife. Scientists have begun to unravel how extreme heat is not only a challenge to survival, but also directly impacts problem-solving abilities among various species. Imagine the southern pied babblers, these small, social birds, struggling on sweltering days to figure out how to navigate barriers to access food. On cooler days, their cognitive performance seems sharp and effective, while extremely hot conditions render them disoriented and less effective problem solvers. The stark contrast highlights a serious issue. The impact of climate change extends beyond thermal stress to directly influence mental acuity and behavior. Research findings reveal a troubling pattern. As temperatures rise, animal behaviors tend to reflect confusion and a decrease in cognitive capabilities. Amanda Ridley, one of the researchers involved in this study, makes a powerful statement affirming that adaptability in the face of our changing climate has never been more crucial. While we often conceptualize climate change through the lens of rising sea levels or melting polar ice sheets, the complex narratives beneath these phenomena are equally pressing and interconnected. The mental health of wildlife is a critical component of the overall ecological balance. This brings us to a profoundly alarming consideration. What happens when heat-induced cognitive decline affects vital species? If bees become disoriented and are unable to locate the flowers they need for pollination, or if birds fail to find food, the implications extend beyond individual survival. The entire ecosystem could face turmoil. The ripple effects of these cognitive disruptions reverberate through biodiversity and can threaten the delicate balance necessary for human agriculture and food security. It's a stark reminder of the interconnectedness we share with the animal kingdom, forcing us to confront our ecological responsibilities. The article also delves into how various species adapt their behavior in response to rising temperatures. Birds often adjust their routines, sometimes spreading their wings to cool off, a behavior that showcases the difficult balance between managing thermal stress and fulfilling their daily survival needs. Bees exhibit remarkable adaptations, employing creative techniques to cool themselves in mid-flight, demonstrating resilience amidst adversity. These behavioral adaptations serve as a testament to the ingenuity and flexibility of nature, revealing that many species indeed possess the ability to cope, but they still remain vulnerable in an ever-changing environment. When we look at both articles collectively, we uncover striking intersections between technology, culture, and environmental science. By reflecting on Space Camp, with its blend of youthful ambition and naive hope, we tap into aspirations not just limited to space, but extend to the innovation and technologies that could help us address the current climate crisis. Meanwhile, the findings surrounding cognitive performance amongst wildlife in heat highlight the fragility of these aspirations, urging us to engage with pressing ecological issues with the urgency they deserve. In an era where artificial intelligence and technology shape our decision-making processes, the lessons of adaptability, resilience, and learning, both human and animal, ring truer than ever. Just as AI systems evolve and adapt to new information and challenges, so too must we, as custodians of the Earth, learn from the natural world. This interdependence accentuates the need to cultivate an environment where resilience thrives, not only in our technological pursuits, but also among all living beings cohabiting our planet. Both articles compel us to reflect on the nature of progress and the deep ethical considerations involved in our ambitions. They beckon us to ponder what the future holds for humanity and wildlife alike. How can we nurture resilience and sustainability in both our aspirations for space exploration and our responses to climate-induced challenges? Throughout this dynamic dialogue, it is clear that our quest for innovation must be balanced with an unwavering responsibility to preserve the delicate ecosystems that support life on Earth. In this complex dance between ambition and ethics, nostalgia and reality, we find fertile ground for discussion. The narratives in both Space Camp and the examination of animal cognition during extreme heat provide multiple perspectives, inviting us to engage critically with both our technological advancements and our ecological responsibilities. As we assess our past and contemplate our collective future, we stand at a pivotal intersection, excited for what lies ahead while being acutely aware of the imperative challenges we must navigate. In conclusion, reflecting on these interconnected themes enlightens our understanding of humanity's aspirations within the cosmic dance of existence. By honoring the dreams encapsulated in media like Space Camp and recognizing the scientific realities addressed in climate studies, we harmonize ambition with responsibility. As we move forward, let us commit to learning from both our triumphs and failures, ensuring we cultivate a future where exploration and sustainability can coexist, benefiting both humankind and the rich tapestry of life that envelops us. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.